So as I say, this is a tried and tested model that I use when I advise businesses on their strategy, on the way they can scale their business or grow their business. But it absolutely, it forces you to make some choices as well, which is a really good thing. Good morning, everyone. Jeanette Linfoot here. Hope you are well. So what I want to talk to you today about is how, as a business leader, you can absolutely focus on what you want to achieve for your business and how you can get clarity, focus to take your business forward in the best way possible. So, you know, but it's not only for business leaders this. If you're part of a team as well, you absolutely want to always be doing the best you can, excel, contribute to the business or the work that you do. So this is also for you if you're actually part of a team as well. So we're going to get into very practical kind of business advice and consultancy here to a certain degree. So this is just practical stuff. It's not overly complicated. But, you know, as a business leader, it can often be quite difficult to see the wood for the trees. You know, there are lots of opportunities to go for. There are challenges that can come up. And I don't know if like you, but sometimes it can feel like you're absolutely wading through mud when you're trying to sort of work through all of that. So what I want to share with you today is a very simple model. And basically what it boils down to is any business opportunity or challenge falls into three areas. The first one is profit. The second one is growth. And the third one is brand stroke reputation. So, you know, I am going to take you through a really simple way that you can apply to your work, your business, your career to help you get the clarity that you need to grab those opportunities, but also deal with the challenges that come along as well. You know, so this is for you if you are already a business leader and you want to scale and grow your business. It's for you if you're part of a team and you want to progress and play a meaningful role in that team. It's for you if you want to innovate, and maybe the word pivot is used a lot right now. And this is also for you if, you know, you're thinking about what's the next stage. And it's equally for you if you're struggling right now, because let's face it, there are a lot of challenges right now, economically, in the business world, but also, you know, from a mindset point of view as a leader. And sometimes I think everyone thinks if you're the boss, you've got all the answers. And that's not the case. So, you know, this is a way to help you as a leader to get the clarity you're looking for, really. So it's so important, because when you are in the weeds of your business, shall we say, and you're dealing with the operational stuff, sometimes it can be very difficult to see the wood for the trees. And, you know, so being able to have a very simple way that you can absolutely get the clarity, refocus, and then drive forward from there is going to really transform your business. Now, I work with a lot of businesses, helping them with their strategy, how they can grow, how they can scale, or even sometimes sell a business. So this is a model that I use on a very practical basis with my clients, to who I help. So I know it works, and I just wanted to share it with you because I think it could be useful for you in a number of ways. So what we're going to talk about then is kind of how do you apply some of this stuff. So as I say, most business opportunities and challenges fall into one of three areas: profit, growth, or brand reputation. Now, what I would say is some of you may be listening to this and thinking, well, hang on a minute, what about people? And, you know, absolutely, I see people as being, you know, inherent in all of this. You know, if you don't have good people, talented people in your business or on your team, then of course, you know, you're not going to be able to take things forward as you would like. So people is almost a given, if you like. It's a key focus area, but it falls into all three of these. So for the purpose of this, it's about profit, growth, and brand reputation. So I'm going to take you through six practical steps that you can apply that will help help you if you are grappling with some of this stuff. So the first thing you need to do is create the right environment for you to get your head around where you are. And that's all about just clearing some space in your diary and literally allocating some time so you can step back from the day-to-day operational side of things and just really think about what are the opportunities, what are the challenges, what are the things that are bothering you, what's keeping you awake at night, and just get it all down on paper. Now, you might want to do that on your own, or you might want to do it with, you know, if you've got a right-hand woman or a right-hand man, or even your team, you know, so you can do it collectively as well. But, you know, get yourself in a room with a blank sheet of paper or a flip chart or whatever works for you, or notes on your phone, whatever is the best way. But get it down on paper and, you know, make sure that you don't miss anything out. And then what I would say, so that's the third point is then you've got your kind of list, if you like, your brainstorm of this stuff. And then there's an opportunity to sort of say, okay, right, let me actually allocate of these things that I've written down, which category does it fall into? Is it profit related? Is it growth related or is it brand reputation related? And that will allow you to sort of group them into those three categories. So already you're starting to get your arms around this stuff in a really simple way. Now, there will be certain things on your mind that maybe fall into more than one category, okay? And that's fine. So if you've got that, that's okay. You know, maybe put the P, the G or the B letter for profit, growth or brand against each of the items. And some may fall into all three as well, right? And that's fine too. But identify which does it fall into in the main, if you can. And then in terms of number four, what you then start to do is really ask yourself more of a macro question around what is the most important of those three to my business or my work right now? Now, that can be a bit challenging because you kind of need to pick one, okay? And you might go, well, it's all three. But really, really push yourself on this and say, okay, if I had to pick one, what would it be? So, for example, you know, if your business maybe hasn't been profitable or, you know, you've been going for a few years and, you know, you've not yet reached a positive profit number, profit may well be the most important area that you want to focus on right now. If, for example, your business is nice and profitable, but you've not been growing and you might have a challenger competitor that's come into the market that's stealing your market share. So in that case, growth might be the most important area. If, for example, you won Best Brand of the Year in your sector last year, you might say, well, I've got to keep that level up. So it might be brand and sort of product innovation that is the most important for you. Or you might have had some challenges with maybe quality, production issues that have damaged your reputation with your customers. So that might also be the focus. So those are just some examples where it allows you to kind of chunk it all up and say, okay, of profit growth or brand reputation, which one is really the highest priority for me right now? You could have a situation, actually, what I would say is maybe your business is at a certain stage where you're thinking of possibly exiting or selling a proportion of it, in which case then you might actually say, okay, we're at the stage now where all three are important and what we need to do is present almost like a balanced scorecard to potential investors or potential people that want to buy the business. So, you know, that could be a situation that you're in as well. But that also allows you to then sort of, you know, focus where you need to put your effort. So once you have got that clarity of the macro focus area that's the most important, it then allows you to drill down. And this is the important stuff because you can do all of this, but if you don't follow it up with clear action, then, you know, it's meaningless really. So, you know, it's all about the action and the so what almost of what you're going to take forward. So once you've decided what your main area is going to be, then have a look at all the items that you put in that category. And from there, you can start to build a plan, a bit of an action hit list, if you like, as to how you're going to pick off the opportunities and the challenges that you identified in that group of focus area. And then, of course, you're able to, you know, absolutely start allocating who's going to do what, how you're going to measure it. You know, what are the key performance indicators behind each of the actions? What's the time frame you're going to work to? So this comes back to sort of, you know, I suppose, objectives, goals that we've covered in previous sessions. So absolutely, what I would say is, you know, this allows you to then, in a very practical way, focus, take action, get results, because that's what we're all about. You know, so, and then the final 6 points is, you know, within a certain time frame, let's say might be monthly, review how you're getting on, see how you're tracking, and, you know, it has the world shifted and changed, and are you really making the progress that you absolutely want to do? So this is really simple. It helps you see the wood for the trees. You know, like, you might be sitting there thinking, well, that's all well and good, Jeanette, but I'm really busy. I haven't got time for any of this. Well, that's exactly why you need to do it. Or you might be sitting there thinking, well, hang on a minute, Jeanette, I'm not a business leader. I don't own a business. I don't run a corporation. I'm just doing my job. Well, you know what? It's still something that you can do, because if you can put yourself in the mindset of your boss or of, you know, whoever's the managing director of the company you're in and think of it from this perspective, it absolutely means that you can then say, well, hang on a minute. Okay, what's the part that I can play? And that means that you can have a meaningful role in the organisation. And, you know, hopefully that gives you opportunities as well to progress your career or whatever it is you want to do. So it can apply to you if you're part of a team as well. You know, so it's not all grandiose stuff that just applies to business leaders. This is practical. So, you know, what I would say to you is there's no time like the present. Crack on. you know, and I think having clarity, sometimes when we're feeling like we're drowning because there's just so much, and, you know, we don't have all the answers as leaders. You don't have all the answers as being the boss, even though sometimes maybe people think you have. The reality is you don't. So this is a great way to get the clarity, be clear on your purpose, and importantly, take action and shift things forward. And it's not all about dealing with the challenges. It's also about the opportunities that you can grab too. So as I say, this is a tried and tested model that I use when I advise businesses on their strategy, on the way they can scale their business or grow their business. But it absolutely, it forces you to make some choices as well, which is a really good thing, because when you do feel overloaded, you know, I mean, sometimes I've had that sense of that sinking sensation where you think, oh my God, you know, someone's going to throw another thing at me today. It's important to try and create that space, that thinking time, and then ultimately crack on from there. But that investment, that short investment of taking the time to do this, will pay off absolutely tenfold for you, I can absolutely promise you. So, you know, if this has been useful for you, I hope it has. Thank you for listening. Please share with your colleagues, with your friends, anyone that you think might benefit from this. I really appreciate it. My goal is to help as many people as possible, not only achieve their own potential for themselves, but also for their business. And of course, if I can help you with your business, with your, you know, your personal development, I'm more than happy to do that. So, you know, don't be shy, do reach out. And as a final word, I will just say, be brave, be bold, and be brilliant. Take care, have a great day. Bye. I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.